Benjamin Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Ayin Hei in Maseches Nedarim, is the 1108th daf in Shas. I'm learning with you Erev Shabbos Kodesh, the smells of Shabbos, Kugel, the Chalent, wafting in the background over here. We're inside because outside is quite hot in Arzenu HaKadosha right now. And may we be Zocha to learn together, one day, all of us together in Eretz Yisroel, B'yom Shekulo Shabbos. Let's begin our Gemara on Ayin Hei Amud Aleph with the following introduction. Continuing yesterday's daf, we had seen that there is a fundamental machloikis in the Mishnah on Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph, and it's repeated in a Braisa on Ayin Dalet Amud Beis, between three Tanoim, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua, and Rabbi Akiva, if a Shomeres Yavam, a woman who's waiting for Yibum, her nedarim can be undone by either one Yavam, that's the opinion of Rabbi Yoshua, or as many Yavam there are, that's the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer, or the third opinion, Rabbi Akiva, that the Yibum can't be undone altogether. Yesterday we had seen that Rabbi Ami suggests that the rationale of Rabbi Eliezer is that once one of the Yivamim have done Maimar, then there is a full Zika, there is a full connection between the potential Yavam, who's no longer potential because he's done a Kinyan of Maimar, that according to Beis Shammai, might even be a Kinyan d'Oraisa to bond the potential Yavam to the Yavama, and then in such a case, he has full rights to be Mefer the Neder. The Gemara yesterday had quoted a Tosefta that says supports Rabbi Ami, and in today's daf we're going to see why that Brisa supports Rabbi Ami. We're also going to see that Rabbi Akiva, who holds that never could a Shomeris Yavam had her Nedarim revoked by a potential Yavam, what is at the core of Rabbi Akiva's position in a way that's going to be brought out in a more salient fashion in today's daf than it was in yesterday's daf. Then we will have a new Mishnah with a classic machlokes between, once again, Rabbi Eliezer ben Hyrcanus and the Chachamim, and that is whether a man could in an open-ended fashion, be mefer any one of his wife's nedarim. Can he say that when I am away, any neder you make is mufar or not? Rabbi Eliezer says he can, the Chachamim say he cannot. We are going to discuss in the Gemara what exactly are the mechanics behind Rabbi Eliezer Shita, who says that he can. Let's Beis Hashem begin today's daf. Last word on Ayin Dalet Amud Beis. To the first word on Ayin Hei Amud Aleph. Asks the Gemara, Mai Tanya Kavose de Rabbi Ami. In yesterday's daf, we had learned about 12 lines from the top, a Braisa, a Tosefta, that was very similar to our Mishnah, with a few differences. And the Gemara had introduced it as if that Braisa was a Raya to Rabbi Ami. In what way, says the Gemara, is it a Raya to Rabbi Ami? What's Rabbi Ami's position? On Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph, we had 3 lines into the Gemara. Rabbi Ami explains that Rabbi Eliezer, who's of the opinion that the Yavam can do Hafara, according to Rabbi Eliezer, can be done because he already did Kinyan Maimer. My Tanya Kavosei de Rabbi Ami, says the Gemara. In what way does the Braisa support Rabbi Ami? So the Gemara answers, Diktani, because we learn 3 lines from the bottom, and Ayin Dalet Amud Beis, Bein Shasa Ba Maimer Ubein Shaloyasa Ba Maimer. That Rabbi Akiva says he disagrees with Rabbi Eliezer whether there's Maimer that's done, or whether there's Maimer that's not done. Which would seem to indicate that Rabbi Akiva is assuming that according to Rabbi Eliezer, that if Maimer is done, so then in such a case, the fellow could be made for the neder. And therefore the Ukimta of Rabbi Ami is alluded to by Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says it in a dismissive way. He says it doesn't make a difference whether there's Maimer or not. Maimer is not going to help. Maybe Rabbi Eliezer, as Rabbi Ami had suggested, disagrees, and he holds that Maimer does help. Inami suggests the Gemara 2 lines on the top of Ayin Hei Amud Aleph. Meiresha, the deduction of the Gemara yesterday to say that that Tosefta supports Rabbi Ami is from the Reisha. Diktani mishenichnasa the Rishusay nigmar alay. The Rabbi Eliezer says that when the Yavam brings her into his Rishus, so then certainly he could be Mefer. Now, what does it mean that the Yavam brought in Rishus? It can't be literally. Then everybody would agree. Even Rabbi Akiva would agree that if he did Bia, then in such a case he could be made for the Neder. It must be, Ve'ilo Delo Kaddish asks the Gemara, if there was no Kiddushin and there was no Bia, my Nigmar alo. In what way did they complete the Yavam relationship? Tifsha Minei Kisha Asaba Maimer. You must say that what they did was Maimer. And that's exactly how the Mefarish had learned yesterday on the Daf, on Ayin Dalet Amud Beis. If you take a look at the Mefarish, he says specifically, as we had suggested, from the Gemara. The Gemara now analyzed something else in the Tosefta. My, what did Rabbi Akiva mean when he rejected Rabbi Eliezer on yesterday's Daf, two lines from the bottom, Ukishar Dvarim Kein Nedarim, Diktani. What does it mean when he says, just like it's the halacha by other things, so too by nedarim, he can't be made for the neder. What does it mean, just like it's that way by other things? Amar Rava, Rava explained, and in many ways, this line of Rava is a clincher in understanding Shitas Rabbi Akiva, who says that in all cases, until the Yavam actually does Bia, he cannot be made for the Shomeris Yavam's nedarim. Hachiktani. This is what it's coming to say. Yatameide she'ein chayovin skila kenara murasa. Would you not be moda to me that if the Yavama was mizane, that she would not be chayiv skila like a naira hamurasa is? In other words, what Rabbi Akiva is saying is the following: you want to compare a shomeris yavam to a Naira Murasa. Just like a Naira Murasa, the husband could be made for an Eder along with the father. It's a partnership, a Shutfis. So too, when it comes to Yavama as well, the husband has that same role when we're talking about a non-full husband. We're talking about a case of where he's waiting in line. She is a Shomeris Yavam. She's waiting for Yibum. You want to equate that to Naira Murasa? That would not be correct. And the reason it would not be correct is when it comes to a woman who is Mizana, if she's a Naira Murasa, she's Chayiv Skila. A Yavama that's Mizana is not even Chayiv Misa Min HaTorah. Certainly, she's not Chayiv Skila. She's not Chayiv Misa at all. She's over the asay of mitzvahs yibum, yivamo yavo aleha. It could be the iser lav, losia eishes hames hachutza liish zar. But at the end of the day, it's not an iser daraisa that's punishable like znus of an eishes ish. She doesn't have the status of an eishes ish. The Mefarshim point out, the Rishonim, the Ramban, the Rajba, the Ritva in Yevamis, on Chavtes Amebeis, that if Rava makes this argument, then that means that Rabbi Akiva is of the opinion that even according to Beis Shammai, who says that Maimar works on a level of Doraisa, it does not turn her into an Eishes Ish. In fact, Tosas points out that it could very well be that Rabbi Eliezer, who disagrees with Rabbi Akiva, would also disagree with Rava's whole argument according to Beis Shammai. And he would say that it could very well be that after Maimer, if she's Mezane, there would be a Chiyuv of Skila. To the point that Tosas asks that as a kasha on Rava's explanation for Rabbi Akiva. Amar Ravashi, Masnisa Nami Deka, Ein Yivama Gemura L'Isha, Kishem Sharusa Gemura L'Isha, says Ravashi, and everything works in beautifully in the teachings of the Tanoim. Because when we look back in the Lashonos of the Tanoim, when we look into the Lashon of our Mishnah, at the end of our Mishnah, Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph, we see, Eina Yivama Gemura L'Yavam, Kishem Sharmusa Gemura L'Isha. Exactly Rava's argument is the Lashon of the Mishnah. And that is whether the Yavam and the Yavama have a completion of Ishus, just like an Arusa has a completion of Ishus. And that becomes the crux of the Machlokes between Rabbi Akiva on the one hand and Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua on the other. Let's begin Be'ezer Hashem and Mishnah, a beautiful Gemara we just did. Let's begin now another beautiful Mishnah and Gemara. Imer li'ishtai kolin darim shetaduri mikan ad she'ovoi mimal kompleini harein kayomin lo yomar klum. The first halacha we learn in our Mishnah is a man that says to a woman that any nedarim that you make in the interim while I'm away, they are lasting, they are mekuyim. So then everybody, all the Tanoim agrees that you can't be mekayim a neder without them have been in existence. Take a look at the Mefarish. Because the nedarim don't exist, so you can't be mekayim. You can't say that they are mekuyam. They have to exist before the husband is mekayimit. What if harehen mufarim? If he says that they are revoked, so then we have machlekes. Rabbi Eliezer amar mufar. The chachamim ain't a mufar. Rabbi Eliezer says they're revoked, and the chachamim say they're not revoked. It would seem to me that the simple logic would follow the chachamim, that just like the ratio we had learned that you can't be mekayim on a davar shelo ba'olam, so too, when it comes to hafara, revoking, if the neder was not made yet, you also can't be mefer. Hence the position of the Chachamim. What's Rabbi Eliezer's position? So of course, the great Rabbi Eliezer will explain himself. I'm Rabbi Eliezer. Im hafer nedarim shebo leklal iser. If the halacha is that a husband could revoke a neder that had already entered the stage of iser. In other words, the woman made a neder, and now the item is aser to her. Nevertheless, the halacha is the husband could be mefer. So then, lo yafer nedarim shelo bo lechal iser. The husband cannot be mefer a neder that has not yet even come into the stage of iser. Certainly, he should be able to be made for such a thing. Amrulai, the Chacham said back, Harayhuaymer, Ishii Kaimenu, Ishii Feirenu. The Pasuk says, the husband's Mekaimet, the husband's Mefir. Eshebo Lechlal Hakim. Those that are in existence, that you could be making. Bo Lechlal Hefir, and that you can be Mefir. Lo Bo Lechlal Hakim, if it hasn't come to the state of being Mekaimet, Lo Bo Lechlal Hefir, and therefore the Chachamim are of the opinion that just like you can't be mekayim because davar shelo ba'olam. It's mefurish in the pasuk isha yifirenu after isha yikaimenu that only those things that you could be mekayim, you could be mefer. The Gemara now analyzes the shita Rabbi Eliezer two lines from the bottom of nayin hey amid aleph. Rabbi Eliezer who says that you could be mefer iboiluhu li Rabbi Eliezer meichal cholin ubetelin. Two conceptual ways to look at the neder that Rabbi Eliezer says the husband could be mefer even before it was taken. One way of looking at it is meichal cholin. The neder takes effect, and then it's batel. Odilma lo cholin klal. Or do we say it doesn't exist at all? The neder never got off the ground because the husband was mefer. L'may nafkamina. What's the practical difference between this conceptual question? Says the Gemara on the top of Ayin Hema Beis, kigoyin di itfis achrine behadin nidra. In a case in which the woman was Nadra bin Nazir, and she said, Hareini Nazira, and somebody else heard it immediately, and was Matfis bin Eder. We've mentioned the word Hatpasa before, although we haven't spent too much time discussing it. La Hatpis bin Eder means that the simplest instance would be when Ruvain makes a Neder, and then Shimon says, me too, I also want to make that Neder. So then it's Vani Kamokach, says the Mefarish. I also want to make it. So the moment that she says Hareini Nazira, he says, and also me. Iamit Cholin Havit Fisusa. If you say the neder gets off the ground, but a moment later the husband is considered halachically as mefer it. So then he said at that first moment, me too. Then the fellow will be a nazir. Iamit Lo Cholin. But if we say the neder never gets off the ground, lo. Then there's nothing to talk about. Lo ika mishasha, there's nothing here. My, what's the halach in regards to if he's matpis, which at the core is the question of whether the neder takes off at all, according to Rabbi Eliezer. Toshma, come in here, I will bring you a proof. I'm Rabbi Eliezer.
we learned in our Mishnah. Im hafer nedarm shabal lechal iser, lo yafer nedarm shalobal lechal iser. If the halachi is that a person could be made for a neder that came and was in existence, the husband can. Certainly, Rabbi Eliezer had argued in our Mishnah that he could be made for a neder that didn't yet come into existence. Is medayek the Gemara? Shmamina lo chalin. We see from here that the neder didn't take effect because we said that in this case, Rabbi Eliezer is holding that hafara works. Shelo bo lechlal iser. Shmamina lo chalin. We see from here it didn't take effect because it said lo bo lechlal iser. Says the Gemara, miktani she'enon ba'in, shelo bo ktani. It doesn't say that the neder didn't come into existence. Shelo bo. That means that she didn't make the neder, explains the Mefarish. Adayin lo bo. She still hadn't made the neder when the husband did the hafara. And therefore, the lo ba'u is just referring to the phenomena that he's being made fair even before she had made the neder. Tashma, come in here, I'll bring you another proof. This is from the Tosefta. Amar lehen Rabbi Eliezer, Uma b'makom she'ein meifer nidrei atzmoi, mishenadar meifer nidrei atzmoi, ad shelo yidor, makom she'meifer nidrei isha mishetidar, ein edin she'yafer nidrei ishtoi ad shelo yitidar. The halacha is that a perfect person cannot be made for his own neder. If Ruvay makes a neder, he cannot say, now that I revoke it. However, earlier on Chav Gimel Amud Beis, we had learned, explains the Mefarish, that a person could say, I am now exclaiming that any neder that I make, kol nidre, any neder that I make in the future, between this Rosh Hashanah and the next Rosh Hashanah, is revoked. In such a case, then, any nedarim he makes doesn't take effect. So argues Rabbi Eliezer as follows. Uma b'mokam she'ein mefer nidrei atzmai. Mishenadar. If a person cannot be made for his own neder when he takes a neder, but he can be made for the neder before he makes the neder, as described on Chav Gimel Mebeis, in a case in which a person can be made for a neder after it was made, and that is by his wife's neder, certainly he should be made for beforehand. Deduces the Gemara. My lav, di ishto dumya delay. Rabbi Eliezer is equating the wife's neder to his neder. Mahu deloy chaylin, just like when it comes to kol nidre. When a person says, any neder that I take should in the future will be revoked, certainly he means that the neder is not going to take off. Avishtinami deloy chaylin. So too, when it comes to ishto, it doesn't take effect at all. And therefore, in our nafkamina of someone who does hatpasa, there is no hatpasa, because there was no neder. Says Gemara, not a perfect raya. Loi, haki deisa v'haki deisa. It could very well be, even though Rabbi Eliezer is saying that we make a kal v'chomer, that a person could be made for his own thing, certainly could be made for his wife, does not necessarily mean that they're going to work in the same mechanic. In the case of where he's made for anything that he says in the future, then it's correct. It doesn't get off the ground at all. The neder doesn't exist. However, the Kal V'chomer is saying that if you could do that to yourself, certainly you could do it afterwards to your wife's neder. Tosis points out you could ask on this teretz ha-kidi isa va-kidi isa, and that is, at the end of the day, when it comes to nidrei atzmo, the only reason it works is because the neder didn't get off the ground. But in a case of where the neder does all get off the ground, how do we know that a person could be made for his wife's neder? In Iyun, one would need to explain the ha-kidi isa with more depth. Tashma, the Gemara tries to bring another raya in regards to our shaila, whether hatfasa works in a case in which a person is matbis a neder of a woman whose husband had been made for it before she had taken it, according to Rabbi Eliezer. Amar aloi l'Rabbi Eliezer. The Chacham said back to Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer was of the opinion that the husband can be made for in advance. Chachamim disagreed. The Chacham said to Rabbi Eliezer, "Uma mikve shemalas atmei mitumasan, ein matzla al tohirin militame." Just like when it comes to a mikveh, that could take somebody that's tamei and turn him into a tahara. But it cannot protect someone who's tar in the future from coming tummy. Adam she'ein malis atumah mitumasan. A person who cannot take himself out of tumah, he needs a mikvah. Ein odin hu shelo yilatzel al atarim milutame. Certainly, he cannot save someone who's tar from becoming tummy. Shmamino lo chaylin. So we see from here that the Chachamim who disagree with Rebbe Eliezer will equate it to a mikvah. And what will it do? It'll be matzil hatahorin militame. What's that mean in our case? It means that it'll be matzil hanadur ki'ilu, they weren't, there was no nether. Because it's considered as if she was tar entirely. She's tar from that nether entirely. Emir Tzashem, in tomorrow's daf, we're going to see how to reject that raya. But again, this raya is as follows. If the equation is that the Chacham are saying to Rebbe Eliezer, you're viewing this as a mikvah, the hafara as a mikvah that's preventing the tumah, then that's assuming that the neder never takes effect. The hafara is preventing the neder, just like the mikvah is attempting to prevent the tumah. Of course, the Chacham say a mikvah can't prevent tumah; it can only remove tumah. But Rebbe Eliezer, the Chacham claim, is using the hafara to prevent the neder, just like a mikvah would be used to prevent tumah. Shmamina lo chaylin. That would be the raya. Mir Tzashem, on tomorrow's daf, the Gemara will come back and attempt to reject that raya. Let's now review our daf, also with an eye towards the halacha lemaisa, and summarize a couple of points that the Ran makes legabe the halacha, concerning the halacha and our sugya, as per an analysis of the shaklavatarya of our Gemara. We have three shittas amongst the Tanaim, whether a shomeris yavam could have her neder revoked by a yavam who had done maimer. The opinion of Rebbe Eliezer is that it can be done. Rebbe Yoshua says if there's one yavam, then it can. If there were two, then it cannot, because of the problem of brera. And the opinion of Rebbe Akiva is that it cannot be done. The Ran points out in the last medium-sized line, Ule'inyan Halacha, that we paskin like the Shita of Rebbe Akiva. The Rana asks on himself, how could that be that we paskin like Rebbe Akiva? If you look at the opening analysis of the Gemara on Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph, the Gemara suggested that the machlokas between Rebbe Akiva and the other Tanaim revolves around the question of whether there's a zika between the Yavama, the Shomeris Yavam, and the potential Yavamin. Yesterday's daf we learned that a nafkamina, there are a few nafkaminas, between whether you say Zika or not. We had mentioned that Rashi on Chavavam and Aleph in Yavamas, based on the sugya on Yud Chesam Abeis in Yavamas, says that the nafkamina is going to be whether a man has an Isser Kurva, an Isser of marrying the relatives of what was once his potential Yavama. If you say there's Zika, so then there would be already an Isser Krovos, even from the moment of the Zika, even prior to when he does Yibam. If you say Ain Zika, so then in such a case there is no Isser to them. And therefore the Ran asks on himself, we paskin Yesh Zika. And if we paskin Yesh Zika, so how could it be that we follow the opinion of Rabbi Akiva, who says that the Yavam cannot be Mefir, the neder of the Shomeris Yavam? And the Ran answers by pointing out that this suggestion on Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph is not the suggestion halacha lemaisa for Rebbe Akiva. And he says, we follow the opinion of Rava in today's daf, seven lines from the top, where Rava had suggested that the reason why Rebbe Akiva says that the halacha is that the husband, the husband can be mefer, but in the case of Shomeris Yavam, you cannot, is because everybody agrees that there isn't a Chiyuv Skila by a Yavama Shezintza, in contrast to a Naira Hamurasa who has a Chiyuv Skila. Hence, by a Naira Hamurasa, the husband could be Mefer. However, by Shomeris Yavama, she cannot. We had pointed out that Tosfos wasn't convinced that according to Beis Shammai, there wouldn't be a Chiyuv Misa, but most Rishonim assume that L'Kulei Alma. Finally, we had learned in our Mishnah that the Halah on Ayin Hei Amud Aleph, that everybody agrees that a husband cannot be Mekayim Nedarim that his wife makes in the future, because that's considered davar shelo b'olam. However, to revoke a neder that she hasn't made yet, the Chachamim say that he cannot, because the Pasuk says, Ishi kimen v'ishi efirena, we equate his ability to be Mekayim, which clearly can only be if the neder exists, to his ability to be mefer, and that only is if the neder exists, while Rabbi Eliezer has a kal v'chomer. And Rabbi Eliezer's kal v'chomer is that if he could be mefer a neder that has already come Lidei Isser, certainly he could preempt before it's come Lidei Isser. In other words, the power of Afar is so strong that it's able to undo an Isser, certainly it could preempt in Isser. The Gemara has a Shaila, which we've not been poshet. Does the hafara revoke the neder that the neder begins to start but is revoked, or it doesn't get off the ground? And the nafkamina is whether someone else could be matpis in the neder that the woman made. If we say it preempts it, then he cannot. If, however, it takes effect, then the fellow can. So far, the Gemara has not been poshet that Shaila through Ayin Hei Amud Beis. This Beis Hashem concludes Daf Ayin Hei in Maseches Nedarim.